listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Industry and advocacy groups are nervously awaiting today's state budget amid warnings from Victoria's Treasurer and Premier that tough decisions have been made. Commuters hope the budget will help address the overcrowding on V-Line services. Paul Westcott from the Public Transport Users Association says it's become significantly worse since fare caps were introduced last year.
Particularly at weekends when services are not as frequent, particularly with the growth in weekend travel. And during the winter, of course, football in Melbourne, with many people travelling to and from Melbourne for some games, we've had lots of complaints.
Tourism groups have also been pleading their case, wanting to avoid funding cuts. Felicia Mariani from the Tourism Industry Council says spending on their sector should be considered an investment, not a cost.
Our visitor economy here in Victoria has shown time and again that we make very significant contributions to the economic viability of the state, and we employ hundreds of thousands of people across Victoria, many of those in regional areas.
Meantime, Mildura's MP has repeated her claim that the local hospital will be amalgamated with Bendigo Health. Jade Benham has told the Sunraysia Daily the merger could be hidden in today's budget papers. In other news, an arrest has been made following an apparent hit and run in the Bendigo suburb of Longalli. Police allege a 30-year-old man was behind the wheel of a car on Derwent Drive that struck another man who was taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries. The accused driver is currently assisting police with their inquiries. In basketball, the Mildura Heat women recorded a win and a loss in round 7 of the Big V competition. Playing on the road, they lost to Collingwood by 6 points on Saturday before bouncing back with a 24-point win against Coburg on Sunday.